This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here, publisher of naturalnews.com, founder of brighteon.com, issuing an alert for January 20th, Lobby Day in Virginia. First of all, look, we hope that they do not succeed. They being the Democrats, the deep state, the radical leftists, they're trying to use January 20th Lobby Day to start a false flag mass shooting so that they can justify martial law and gun confiscation and possibly even spark a civil war type of uprising, at least a regional one. They want chaos. And according to multiple sources that I've spoken with personally and some I've seen written about online, it turns out that Antifa is going to send operatives there to dress up as patriots. And then they're going to start something. They're going to try to get somebody killed. Now, this is Charlottesville 2.0. You should understand that the leader of Charlottesville was a fake, a white nationalist, whatever they're called. It's all faked. That was a guy who actually palled around with the Obamas, was a Democrat, met with Obama. And then their goal was to go around and pretend to be, you know, ultra right wing white nationalists or white supremacists, and then to start an uprising that could be blamed on the right, that could be blamed on Trump. So Charlottesville was, in fact, a staged event, and the media was there ready to run with the narrative and the exact same thing, but perhaps a little different flavor. But I mean, the same overall idea is being set up for January 20th, Lobby Day in Richmond, Virginia. Now, the only way they can pull this off, though, is if the people there sort of allow them to. So we, the people, all of us who are pro-Second Amendment, law-abiding citizens, we carry concealed firearms where it's legal to do so. We own firearms for self-defense. We support the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and we see the tyranny that's taking place in Richmond right now with Governor Northam there and the Democrats conspiring to run gun confiscation roadside checkpoints and roadblocks to confiscate guns from people. They've backed away from that plan in the short term, but trust me, that is their long-term plan. They are going to roll that out, but they need a narrative. So they need to paint gun owners as terrorists, as being violent. So listen up, all gun owners in Virginia and people who are going to be attending this event January 20th, they're trying to bait you. They are trying to bait you. They want to get you to react. They're going to try to stage some event or spark some event. They're going to have actors there who are really Antifa people or radical leftists pretending to be conservatives. So watch out for people who are wearing bandanas. They're like American flag bandanas who are trying to conceal their identity. Those are operatives in some cases who are trying to be able to carry out something on camera. They'll have a CNN camera focused on the spot where they're going to start something, but they want to conceal their identity because they're really Antifa members. And if their identity was known, it would blow the lid on the whole false flag. So watch out for people who are wearing masks or bandanas that cover their face, or you know, a lot of hats and sunglasses and things that really cover their face so they can't be identified. Watch those people very closely. Secondly, record everything. The more cameras we have running, the better off we're going to be, because we'll have angles that the media doesn't have. And we can backtrack through all the footage even before the event started, and we can reassemble the timeline of who was where, what they did, you know, what they were wearing, where they were located. So if you attend this event, I urge you, record everything all the time. Have a camera running every minute that you're there. Just record what's in front of you. If you're walking, record where you're walking. You're going to be recording lots of other people. This is important. You are documenting the scene. It's going to become a crime scene if the radical left gets their way. And trust me, they're going to pull out all the stops to try to carry this out. Simultaneously, if you see bad actors, people trying to start things, you need to keep an eye on them, perhaps alert the police who are on the scene. You need to maybe have your camera rolling or all those. if there are bad actors or if somebody approaches you and says, hey, let's go, you know, let's go shoot up, whatever. Like, really? You know, you're an operative, you know, or maybe it's an FBI agent, because the FBI specializes in carrying out terror plots all across the country. By the way, I don't know if you knew that, but the New York Times has documented that. The Kansas City Star has documented that. And we've talked about it, too. The FBI loves to run around and try to recruit people to be, quote, terrorists, and then they arrest them right before they carry out an act of terrorism. So have no illusions. The FBI is going to have agents all through this event. They're going to try to get people, hey, let's go shoot up the, you know, the lawmakers. Or, no, I heard Governor Northam's going to be exiting out this back door. Let's go get him. You know, whatever. They're setting you up, okay? Don't be a moron. They're setting you up. And besides, you shouldn't be seeking to just shoot people anyway. That's not how the rule of law works. And we support the rule of law. We are law-abiding gun owners. We support a civil society, which is what the left does not support. Remember, the only reason they want to take your guns is because they want to carry out mass genocide against you. They want to execute you. They want to round you up, throw you in FEMA camps, or just kill you and dump you into ditches. That's what the left wants to do, because that's what left-wing regimes always do throughout history. Stalin, Chairman Mao, you know, look at Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, and North Korea, modern day Venezuela, you know, on and on. This is what they do. So don't act like them. You need to be a law-abiding citizen. You need to be vigilant. You need to, you know, keep the peace. And if they ban guns on the Capitol grounds, you know what? Don't bring a gun onto the Capitol grounds. If they're going to do that, they're trying to bait you. They're trying to get you to carry a gun in there. Believe me, they're going to be running magnetic detectors like crazy all over that place. They're going to catch you. They're going to arrest you, and they're going to charge you with terrorism, because the governor has already said, according to their, you know, Capitol Police and intelligence investigators, that there's a coup attempt that's going to happen on January 20th. And armed militias, they say, are going to raid the Capitol building. No. It's going to be armed Antifa operatives pretending to be armed militias if anything happens. That's what it's going to be. But they've already set up the narrative. So if you get caught with a gun on Capitol grounds, you're going to go to prison for a very long time. You're going to be charged with terrorism or something very serious like that. So don't even do that. If you're going to carry a gun, stay outside the Capitol grounds. Certain streets that you can stay on. The Virginia Citizens Defense League, VCDL.org, I think has maps, and they've got good advice and information about what to do and where you can carry and where you can't carry. The point is, follow the law. Don't get baited into being a criminal that they can arrest and charge. And also, don't get baited into, you know, escalating some situation that they set off, because that's their goal. The whole reason the Democrats are trying to pass gun confiscation is that they are wanting to put their state troopers and their law enforcement officers out on the front lines to have them serve as bait, hoping that some armed citizen kills one of them. That's exactly their plan. They want an escalation. They want a civil war, because they want to be able to label gun owners as terrorists, domestic terrorists. And then after that event happens, guess what? They can declare a state of emergency for the entire state of Virginia. They can roll out the roadblocks that I warned you were coming, and they can arrest anybody who has a firearm. This is their goal. And Virginia is just the testing ground, by the way. They want to expand this nationwide. This is the goal. This is what Democrats are hoping to achieve. And if they can't achieve a nationwide gun ban, at least they can cause chaos. Maybe they might cause people to lose faith in the system, start selling stocks, and then the stock market bubble implodes. And then Trump's economy looks bad, and Trump loses the election. You see, chaos is their goal. There are many vectors through which they can discredit Trump or try to get rid of Trump. This is just one of them. This is just one. And my prediction on this is that there's a better than even chance that they will fail on January 20th. So I'm not predicting that the radical left will succeed in their false flag operation, although they're going to try. But I think their chances of succeeding are less than 50%. I also think that even if they do succeed, there's a pretty good chance they're going to get caught and exposed by all the video footage that's caught by people like you who might be there. Now, for this reason, I'm going to mention Brighteon.com. This is a platform that we built. We spent millions of dollars to build a YouTube alternative that's pro-Second Amendment friendly. Brighteon.com, BRIGHTEON.com. Brighteon is how it's pronounced. Now, Brighteon.com allows you to post videos from this event or any other event like that. And if you are there and if something goes down, I urge you, get onto Brighteon.com and start uploading videos, even videos that you think didn't capture anything. We need a record of who was there, what they were wearing, what their movements were, where they were located, so that other people all across the world can analyze your videos and they can piece together almost like a forensic video analysis of exactly what happened from different angles. People do that. They're good at it. So whatever happens, if something happens, start uploading videos to Brighteon.com. They will not be censored there like they are at YouTube and Facebook and Vimeo and all the other places that are run by the evil radical left-wing tech giants that hate America and they hate the Second Amendment. They hate the First Amendment. They hate you. They hate Christians. They hate little babies and want to see them murdered in post-birth abortions. That's how filled with hatred the radical left is these days. They are freaking violent lunatics. They are psychopaths. And yet they control all the platforms, but not Brighteon. They don't control Brighteon. So that's what you can use to upload your videos. Bottom line, they're going to try to spark a false flag event. This is just a summary. They're going to try to spark it. They're going to have actors who are going to be bussed in, dressed up like patriots, and they're going to carry out acts of violence. Now, on the small scale side, they may just start fights. Okay, that's probably the simplest thing they would do. Start fist fights, you know, punch a reporter and then have it on camera. Look, Trump supporters punched a reporter. No, it was your Antifa operatives yet again. On the big side, they plan a mass shooting. They want to kill a bunch of, well, who? Who would be the targets in this case? Democrats and Virginia lawmakers and law enforcement officers. So what the globalists want to see on this, what the Democrats want to see, and what CNN wants to see, frankly, is dead cops and dead Virginia Democrats so that they can blame conservatives for doing this, even when conservatives didn't do it. That's what this is all about. To CNN and to Democrats and to George Soros and to all these traitors, the world is their stage. Everything is scripted. The news is scripted. It's all, I mean, the violence is real. They want real bloodshed. They want real pain and suffering on the sidewalk, somebody bleeding out or holding in their guts. They want that on camera. But the narrative is fake because it's all scripted. They will kill people in order to achieve a ban of the Second Amendment. They will kill children. In fact, they've already done that. They've done that during the Obama administration. They kill children to try to ban guns. And if you don't know your history, go back and look at that. Bill Clinton did the same thing back in Oklahoma City during his administration, Waco, Ruby Ridge, you know, the list goes on. Heck, it was the FBI that tried to bomb the World Trade Center in 1993, and they were so stupid, they failed. So they bombed it again in 2001. They brought down Building 7 with controlled demolition. Didn't you know? Buildings, concrete and steel buildings with dozens of support pillars, they don't suffer simultaneous support structure failures just from an office fire. And if you didn't know that, then I guess, I don't know, you need to study a little bit about basic high school physics. You have to take out support for all the columns simultaneously to see a building fall like that. It's called controlled demolition. That's how they bring buildings down on purpose. And that's what they did on 9/11. And yes, the FBI was part of that, as the FBI has been part of every major event in American history. The assassination of JFK, the assassination of Senator RFK, the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., right? Just on and on and on. Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City, he didn't set that up. That was also controlled demolition inside the federal building. And what do you know? Certain high-level FBI agents just happened to be gone when that took place. But of course, they made sure there was a children's nursery there. Why? So they could have dead babies on camera. That's what that was all about. The whole thing was a setup. Timothy McVeigh didn't carry out that bombing. Was he maybe a nut? Yeah, probably. That's why they recruited him. Or maybe they drugged him up. But he didn't even have the knowledge to carry out a bombing like that. And by the way, if you explode a van full of fertilizer in a parking lot, it doesn't cause the damage that was actually caused to the Murrah building there in Oklahoma City. It's basic physics. You know, in order to believe the fake news narrative over all these years, you have to disbelieve the laws of physics. just World Trade Center 7 building or Oklahoma City or any of these other events. They're all based on lies because it's all a stage. It's all propaganda. Yes. Yes. Three buildings fell on 9/11. Yes. Airplanes hit two buildings. Those were real airplanes. They weren't holograms. But a third building wasn't hit by anything. And yet it fell a couple hours later because they pulled it. They set off the demolition. So I'm just giving you this background so that you understand. If you attend this rally, you are about to join a live-action role-playing game. A live-action false flag role-playing game. You are going to be framed. And I'm not saying you shouldn't attend. You should. We need a large number of people there, peaceful people, law-abiding people, to make your voice heard. But understand that it is exactly these kinds of spontaneous uprisings that the deep state targets for false flag operations. They will seek to destroy this uprising by discrediting it. It's coming. Mark my words. The news that you will see on January 20th, 21st, 22nd will all be about discrediting patriots, Trump supporters, Second Amendment supporters, gun owners, of course, white people. You know, anybody who loves their country will be smeared. And if CNN gets what they want and what they're planning, they will have on-camera images of somebody who looks like a patriot opening fire and killing police officers or Virginia lawmakers. That's what they want, and they are willing to kill people to make that happen. Have no illusions, folks. This is how it works, and this is how it has always worked through the history of our country. And I'm sorry, you know, I don't mean to be condescending, but if you didn't know that Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolition, you should go back and review that. Here, I'll challenge you. I'll challenge you, okay? Last thing. I'm going to wrap this up. You've seen on the news, let's talk about separate from 9/11. You've seen on the news images and video of airplane crash sites, correct? You've seen that before. Like a field in the middle of Iowa somewhere with a bunch of plane parts just strewn across the field. Seats and wing parts and hydraulic lines and electrical wiring and luggage. Usually not dead bodies because they've cleaned up the bodies by the time they allow the film crews in there. But plane parts all over the place, right? Because when planes crash, they leave behind plane parts. Well, guess what? On 9/11, September 11, 2001, they said that there was a plane that crashed into the Pentagon and there was another plane that crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. I challenge you. Go to any search engine. You can even use Google. I dare you, try to find any image of any plane parts after the plane hit the Pentagon. And the reason I challenge you to do this is because there are no images of plane parts. There are no images of a plane hitting the Pentagon. There are no images of seats and wing parts and metal and electrical wiring around the hole in the Pentagon. You can't find them because they don't exist. The FBI confiscated all the video from hundreds of video tapes of different businesses all around there that had like a portion of the sky in the background. The FBI took all the videotapes, confiscated it, and covered it up, and have never released it. Why? Because a passenger plane did not hit the Pentagon. The Pentagon was hit by a missile. And that's why there are no luggage and seats and plane parts in front of the Pentagon. I dare you to try to find a picture of that. Now, the same thing in Pennsylvania. You read media reports about what happened in Pennsylvania. They say an airliner crashed into a field. Guess what? No pictures of any plane parts in Pennsylvania. Just a crater. Just a crater. The type of crater that might be created with, let's say, explosives. Nothing from an airplane. I guess they want us to believe that the airplane vanished right before it hit the ground or right after it hit the ground. It's a magical airplane made of parts that evaporate. Because, you know, when airplanes hit the ground, they leave a freaking mess. They leave a mess because the parts don't disintegrate. They're distributed. Some of them are on fire, but the aluminum doesn't burn. It just becomes a mangled mess. I mean, you've seen the NTSB reassemble airplanes after a crash before, right? They have a hangar, and then they go find all the parts of the airplane. They try to put it together forensically. Oh, yeah, this is what happened. And then they find the black box and all this stuff. No parts of any plane that hit the ground in Pennsylvania have ever been found. And there are no parts of any plane that hit the Pentagon that have ever been found. Not one freaking centimeter of wing. Not one seat. Nothing. You know why? Because it was faked. It wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. They set up the attacks. They create the bloodshed. And you can bet that some enemy of the deep state happened to be in that office right there in the Pentagon on that day. Oh, special meeting, Mr. Thompson. Make sure you go to room 315 at 11:57, you know, whatever the time was, because that's where the missile was targeting. Yeah, it took out, you know, some guy who was going to be a future Trump supporter. The deep state does this all the time. They mass murder people all the time. So when it comes to January 20th, Virginia, have no illusions. They will mass murder anybody it takes. They will to create a narrative to blind the public and to put something on CNN that is a completely fabricated, made-up story. And I only hope that they fail. I hope that they are caught. I hope they're caught trying to pull it off, but they fail to pull it off, and they're caught on top of that. And the only way to do that is to have a lot of people running cameras all over the place. So roll your camera. Maybe we catch the deep state this one time trying to carry out this horrific crime against America and crime against patriots, crime against the Constitution. Maybe we catch them for once, because they've gotten away with a lot of crap over the years. But you see, back in 2001, people didn't own mobile devices like they do now. In 2001, video cameras were relatively rare compared to today. Today, everybody with a phone has a camera. Back then, the iPhone didn't exist. So now we have a chance to use this technology against the deep state. We have a chance to expose them. So that's my call for you. That's what I urge you to do. Follow the law. Don't start anything. Keep an eye on everybody else that's out there. Record everything and be prepared, because they're going to try something. Let us pray that they fail. Let us pray that this event is peaceful. Let us pray that one day Governor Northam is marched out of there in handcuffs, maybe charged with criminal treason by the DOJ, perhaps. You know, maybe that dream will never happen, but we can hope for it. We can demand it, that all the Democrats there in Virginia who voted for these gun control bills are indicted and prosecuted and tried as treasonous traitors. They are traitors to the United States of America and traitors to the people of Virginia. Sic semper tyrannis. You know what that means. It's time to defend your liberty, your life, against the tyrants and the treasonous actors and the false flag operatives who are willing to kill in order to assert control over you by taking away your right to defend yourself. There's nothing they won't do. There's no amount of people they won't kill in order to expand their police state surveillance, the surveillance state, the Patriot Act. What do you think 9/11 was all about? Expanding surveillance. Jeez, so obvious. They had that ready to go. Very next day, oh, we got to monitor the terrorists, and it'll never be used to monitor American citizens. Fast forward to 2015, Obama, James Comey, John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch. What are they doing? Using the powers that Bush gave the country from 9/11, using those powers to monitor American citizens illegally. Papadopoulos, right? Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, and other people associated with Trump. They've all been illegally spied upon by the same deep state that was running 9/11. So that's the truth you need to know. Keep it safe. Let's hope nothing happens, but if it does, be ready to analyze it and be ready to tell the truth and upload your videos to brighteon.com. I pray for America. I pray for all the safety of all of you who will be there in person. And I pray that the truth wins out, that all of this is exposed, that we take down the entire deep state that has been carrying out these crimes against America for all these decades. It's time for that to end. It's time for that system to be dismantled and removed from power. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.